Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Thursday 9th of January. Football back tomorrow, lovely to have a couple of days off, isn't it? Just having a browse through Twitter this morning, having a cup of tea, and seeing people retweeting and replying to that waste of oxygen, Piers Morgan. Can't stand the guy, another one on my list, up there with Farage and Trump and Boris. Just an awful human being. Seems to have some unhealthy stalker obsession with Harry and Meghan. Don't really have any views on that situation, to be fair. Let him get on with it. But you're talking about a guy who faked pictures of SAR soldiers, whose paper settled numerous hacking claims out of court, been photoed with Jeffrey Epstein's pimp. I don't know how anyone, I mean, it's just another evidence, credence of the country going to shit. I mean, the guy's got multi-million followers. People love him in the mornings. I don't know how anybody gives him any fucking time of day, to be honest. Anybody listening to the guy and taking any opinion he's got seriously needs some help. Anybody reading the Daily Mail needs some help, to be fair. Old Jeremy had the right idea, old Clarkson, smack him in the mouth, the self-promoting parasitic little twat. I've got friends at Arsenal, even they can't stand him, just cannot bear the man. Awful human being. Anybody who wants to follow him, there's something up with you. Right, let's move on. Here we go. Lovely little start of the day, little moan about Piersy boy. Firstly, some of you, a few of you have sent in your 100-day plan, which is great. Trust me, it'll be harder than some of you think. Many of you won't stuck at anything for 100 days, let alone a betting thing. And forgetting any P&L for the minute, just doing that will be a major achievement. And congratulate yourself daily. Every day you complete, congratulate yourself. I must stress, I think people know that I tend to speak and say things as they are, that my ways are my ways. Won't be forever anyone. Many will disagree with me. Not interested if you do. My views, my ways, I'm just sharing them. You don't have to listen. I'm not putting out there for a critical analysis by people who think they're smart. I hate people who think they're smart, don't they? In fact, nearly 100% of the time, you find someone who thinks they're smart and you can find a way to prove they're not as smart as they think. I do it all the time. I quite enjoy doing it. It's one of my little hobbies. And then you despise, and I despise people who say things can't be done, devote their whole life to projects of telling people things can't be done or don't work, and take pride in doing that. Fucking hell, what is the matter with them? Imagine if the human race had been like that. We'd still be trying to light fires by stick and walking on our feet and knuckles everywhere. Absolute wankers. Imagine just getting up in the morning, I'm going to find a way to tell them this can't be done. Why not just fuck off? Honestly, I can't. It really, it's a real bugbear of mine. I can't bear them. I'm not talking about, you know, there's people who can prove certain things, you know, like people who prove, I'm trying to think of one. See, this is it. I can't even think of one because I'm a great believer in, I think anything can be done. I think we can do anything. That people devote their lives to it. Can't think of one. See, I will by tomorrow. Couldn't get one off the cuff. See, that's what happens when you don't prepare. Right, move on. I talked about the other thing we talked about. Obviously, I started talking about habits, resolutions, and getting things done. And I said to you that a good way, when you actually look at how you spend your day, and was writing down what you actually do, the routines we get into without even thinking about them. We do all fall into routines, me included, of doing things, doing the same thing every day. And when you actually write down what you do and look at it and say, right, is it necessary to do that, or is that a load of bollocks? And that's why the exact two phrases I use, necessary or bollocks, and you write it down. You start to realise how much time you waste, how your life really could be a lot better and a lot more productive, I suppose, is the word for you. Forget other people, for you. You can make yourself more productive and achieve a lot more once you actually identify what it is you do. And I'm a great one in working on strengths. You know, a lot of people just work on weaknesses. I'm a great one. Build up your strengths. Do what you do really well. And then look to add other things in, or look at weaknesses that you want to make better. And I include myself. I'm not sitting here like some prejudging god. I make loads of gaffes all the time. And as I say, you don't always have to agree with me. I don't expect you to. But I'll give you an example on Twitter. Steve Williamson, someone I really like. Steve's horse race trader, and he's every day he's posting his walking. He's getting up and doing 10,000 steps every day first thing in the morning. And I would imagine for Steve that's probably quite a big change in his life. I think when you sit at home working, you know, like we do at computers all day long, particularly, you know, racing every day, me, football, Friday to Monday, barely leave my office. You fall into that trap of being immobile. It's something I'm guilty of. Obviously, when we had the dogs, that helped me getting up and walking the dog. And then you fall back into it, and I now have to motivate myself to go out and walk without the dog. You know, it's a new routine, a new thing that I have to do. But if I don't do it, I'm just going to be stuck in my office for longer, get less fit, less mobile, all those things. So the key with all of it is how we start to change, and change is the key word. And I'm not a guru, I'm not a life coach, I'm not a psychotherapist, but I'm fairly good at managing myself, not wasting my time on shite, eating healthily. And my biggest thing when I speak to people, you know, I get, you know, it's conversation that you go to pick for New Year, oh, I'm going to lose a load of weight this year. You know, I've got a friend of mine, he's 23 stone, he's had a new hip at 50. He won't have it that the new hip was caused by the fact he's being overweight. And I keep saying to him, it is, you can argue all you like. It's the fact you're carrying around this fucking great load of weight. It's not normal for 50-year-olds to have a new hip. It's the fact that it's putting this burden on it, and he's going to have the other one done. But I speak to him, but the problem is he just says, I'm going to get down to 15 stone. Well, the starting point is to get down to, I think he's 23.4, get down to 23, then get down to 22.5. And I think if you look at things in small increments, rather than trying to set goals that in the future that may sound achievable, but the way you're framing them, the way they're framed, makes them seem like a massive job, then it's difficult. So I've put weight on over Xmas. I've been out drinking before Christmas, not at my ideal weight where I want to be. So over the next couple of months, I want to lose a stone, bearing in mind that I'll be in the States for some of that and big portion food, and I like to go out for some nice dinners. I probably won't lose in that period, but the first thing I do is write it down. I put post-it notes on the fridge, post-it notes on the on my computer, to stop me doing things that I want or shouldn't do. And if it, let's say it was bedding, you could have post-it notes on your computer, on books, TVs, wherever. Don't worry what other people think. It doesn't fucking matter what other people think. This is for you. And if you have people who are naysayers, tell them to fuck off out of it as well. But for me, I want to lose a stone. So I break it into increments. This week, I want to lose 2 pounds. It's manageable. It's a small number. It's easily achievable. Once I have that goal, then I'll plan how to do it. So when we go shopping, you know, Christmas time, you have the Quality Street in, crisps, you know, Doritos, all that stuff, or when people come around, Twiglets, we had all that, for, you know, we had different people popping in and out before Christmas and in between Christmas and New Year. Right, throw it all in the bin first. I know it's a waste, but I've just thrown everything that we don't need in the bin. And I don't buy it. If I haven't got it in the house, I can't possibly eat it. So I don't, for example, I'm not going to eat bread, so I just don't buy any. There's plenty of alternatives. I don't buy it. Potatoes, don't buy it, buy vegetables. So I just get out of it. I won't drink alcohol 6 days this week. I will Saturday, as I'll need to drive, drink to, we've got a big slaughtering on the way, so I'll need to drink that. I've got a day with Suggsy and a slaughtering, so I will be drinking then. I'll walk daily, I'll eat 3 meals a day, and I'll drink 5 to 6 pints of water, and that is it. Every day I chalk off just achieving those goals, not eating snacks there. I chalk off every day. I will see my weight fall off. It's an effect. It's absolutely nailed on. Nothing else can happen. I can't put on weight if I stick to that. And if I take it day by day, small goals, couple of pound a week, rather than, oh, I want to lose 3 stone, it becomes a lot more manageable. And I weighed myself Sunday. I've already lost 1.5 pounds. So I will easily lose 2 pounds this week. I'll probably lose 3 or 4 pounds come Saturday night, Sunday, when I weigh myself again. So it's breaking it down, breaking it into chunks. So if you take it from sort of a gambling point of view, you know, one of the biggest things, and again, Steve touched on it yesterday, is people who, you fritter it away on bets you don't have. You see people who, oh, I do quite good on the horses and I give it all back on football. Well, why? I've never really understood it, but obviously there's something in you, and the temptation to have that recreational bet elsewhere, and it affects your bottom line or leads to big losses, and the goal for you is to this year is not to have silly recreational bets, and you find it difficult, take small steps. Do little things, the little things that all add up. For example, let's say you bet on your phone. I remember talking to, it was Stephen Sawyers when we had the trading days, and he said about a bet he was trying to have, and he got stuck because he couldn't have signal in a car park. Trying to bet on something he was never going to bet on, but got himself in trouble, lost a few quid. And lovely guy, Stephen, really like him, nice, good fun. And delete the apps off your phone. If you haven't got betting apps on your phone, then you can't bet, can you? So that could be a simple way, just deleting the apps off your phone. If on a Saturday you've got football bets that you need to have, that are, you know, the part of whatever you're in, FTS Ultimate or whatever it may be, which shouldn't be because you're putting them on a Friday, but trading, for example, from anything of my stuff, then you can always put them on again, delete them at the end of the day. They're not stuck there forever. You can remove them. They don't have to stay there. If you delete them, you haven't got them. If it's a real problem, give access to somebody else. So, you know, I've always said you should be open with your wives, spouses, whatever. Sit down and say, I want to put these bets on. Set my Betfair password. Let them have the Betfair password. So you can only access it when they put it on. Put it in. Or even better, ask them if they'll just put these bets on for you. Show them how to do it and do it. If it's really, really bad, install gaming site blocking software. I can't remember what they're called, but the Gamban or something, where you can stop access to betting sites. If you want to do it, if you really want to do it, and we're talking about change, then you will find a way to do it. I cannot bear people who make excuses. You've got to want to do it, and little things. So if betting on your phone, having recreational bets, is something you do, delete apps. That's simple as that. Then you can't do it. You know, eating, you know, if I go back to eating, I eat because I'm depressed, and I know I'm going to get absolutely shot down for this, but I eat because I'm depressed. I eat because I'm eating because my dog died. I choose to stuff something in my mouth because my dog died, and that's the only way I can deal with it. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. There's plenty of other ways to deal with grief than stuff in your face, I assure you. I fucking hate shit like that. I ate as I was depressed. There's loads of ways to deal with depression. I've been through depression 3 or 4 times badly over my life. Suffered it hugely, and I've had tablets. I've always tried and turned those down, and I've never ate myself to 25 stone. It's fucking excuses. People just want to make excuses. Don't buy the shit. Stop making fucking excuses. You don't eat because you're depressed or eat there. You eat because you fucking want to shove it in your mouth. Do something else with your time. It is simple. Change. The key word is change. We hate change. The human mind gets programmed, and for some reason we resist change with all our might. Lasting change takes effort. You've got to work at it. You have to want to change. You have to identify the cause if you can, and once you know what the cause is, then you can do things about it, and it's a lot easier to mend. But the first thing is you have to really want to do it and want to change. You have to really do things differently, radical things. I'm a great believer in shock treatment works. In my opinion, you know, weaning off doesn't work. Oh, I smoke 20 a day, I'm going to get it down to 15 for a few days, then I'll get it down to 10. Well, you won't, will you? It's never going to happen, because you're in the pub and 15 becomes 20, or you're a Spurs fan and Tottenham get battered by Liverpool and 15 becomes 60. It's easier to go to zero and stick at that than piss about, oh, I have cut down. No, you haven't. I've never really met anybody who's achieved anything doing that. Oh, I'm going to, there'll be people who tell me that. I've never really, oh yeah, I used to do that there. Coffee, I used to drink tons of it, just stopped. And then I stopped for about a year, didn't have a cup of coffee, and then I went and had, oh, I'll have one a day. Now I only have one a day. And I used to drink it by the jugful. I didn't go, oh, I'll have 3 jugs today, and tomorrow I'll have 2.5 jugs. Just doesn't work. It doesn't work in my mind. I only eat 6 donuts a day rather than the 8 I used to. Don't care. You're still a fat bastard. Stop eating any donuts and you might get better. That's my view. So anyway, let's go back to the recreational gambling. See, I went off on one again then. Get back to the recreational gambling. It may be, for example, let's walk through a scenario. Recreational gambling, and I don't do it, so I might be miles off the mark, but let's go back to recreational gambling. It may be that you're flicking the old remote, nothing's on. All right, Villa are playing Leicester in the old Carabao Cup last night. Right, Villa Leicester, Right, so that then leads to a trigger. Oh, let's see what people are saying about that on Twitter or whatever. Right, okay, yeah, well, yeah, they're saying this and that, and Vardy's playing, whatever. So you've got the TV on the Villa match, you're following a little bit on Twitter, trying to have a bit of banter, and then on your feed, someone puts a corners bet up. That triggers a, oh, I like a look of that. That leads you then to get on the old bet 365. He says five corners, betting that Villa, five corners, whatever it may be. You hadn't even thought of having that bet 10 minutes ago, but now you're involved. The bet loses, you've done a score, you've lost your 20 quid. You go to bed pissed off. That leads to you not sleeping. It leads to you being tired and getting up and being all miserable today. And it all started with putting that game on the TV. If I hadn't put that fucking game on last night, I'm going to watch it. If I hadn't put that on, I would not have lost that £20. Watching the game has had an adverse effect on your life. Not watching the game would have made no negative difference to your life whatsoever. But you have the habit of watching every game on TV. That's what you do. I just watch the football there. Turn the TV off. Turn your phone off. Turn your iPad off. These things all have switches. I love it when people say, like, I go on about that TV programme. I watched about 5 minutes of that. I said to my boy, turn this shit off. People go, what's going on here? As if they haven't got an off button. Turn the fuckers off. If you don't want to use your phone, turn the fucking thing off. I turn my phone off every night. I get to a time, turn it off. I read a book every night before I go to bed, I read. Doesn't matter what time it's, no matter what it's midnight, 1 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Every night I read. So, rather than watching the football, turn the TV off, turn your iPhone off, perhaps put a little bit of music on, find a book and read it. Big change to a lot of people. Much better outcome. Much better outcome. But that's how things go, isn't it? That's how it goes. As I say, I might be way off the mark with that sort of scenario, but I guarantee you that there'll be somebody who lives their life like that listening to this. So now you've got those unnecessary bits on your piece of paper. Have a look at them. How can you change them? One, do you want to change them? How can you change them? And then break them down into incremental steps of how you're going to change them. Write things down. You always find writing things down will be better for you, honestly. Write things down. And don't try and do everything at once. Take one thing. If it is, for example, I don't know, you want to give up smoking. How are you going to do it? What are you going to do? Stop buying it. Why do I buy them? Where do I buy them? If I go and fill up the fuel, do I buy them then? Right, get my wife to fill up with fuel. Whatever it may be. How can you change it? Plan it that you're going to change it. Just saying, I'm giving up smoking, that ain't good enough. Shock treatment. Put them all in the bin. Start now. Whatever it may be. As I said, I've gone through scenarios for recreational punting. Delete the apps off your phone. Block access. Give it to somebody else. There's always something that can be done. Do not make any further excuses. Next week, I'm going to start, probably next Thursday, on something I want to change, and I'm going to use this pod to go through 100 days from me from next Thursday. I've got a few ideas. I don't know which one I'm going to go, but we're going to follow it on the pod for 100 days. I'm not going to talk about it every day, but over the 100-day period. And I'm going to tell you how I'm changing it, what I'm doing, and I'll update you through. If any of you have something you would like me to help you through this pod, in effect, change, and in effect talking to you through the pod several times a week, if you want to share it on Twitter or email me, I'll have a look at them. There may well be some along similar themes, and I will help you along the way. I'm going to use this pod as a kind of way to drive people on and help people, but obviously you need to know what you help. It's great that people have sent in their 100 days, and I'm going to try and stay in touch with those people and check they do it, and I want to know when anybody veers from that sent it to me. But if it's anything else, be it drinking, smoking, whatever it may be, if you want help, the same sort of rules apply. I will help you. I know it's very easy for me just to say, right, yeah, just cut it out, but I know for some people it isn't as simple as that, but there are other ways that we can help you. So if anybody wants any of that, then do give me a shout. Right, I think I've been quite sensible today for me. Right, I'm going to try and, what have I got, some horses now? There's obviously no football today, but I have got some horses. What I haven't got is the prices up. See, I've been good for a couple of days, then it all goes to shit. Bear with me a minute. I thought I had that market up. Horse racing, I think Leicester's been called off, hasn't it, yet? So, Clonmel in the 12:20. The odds-on favourite should win that. I'm just putting that one out there. I wouldn't back it any lower than sort of 1.7. It's 1.73. But that should win that. Clonmel Getaway Gorgeous is the favourite. That should win that. And... Where else am I? No, wrong race. Bear with me. Sorry. It is. Oh, I'm useless at this and I know. The 1:55 at Newcastle. Sorry, I had the wrong meeting. 1:55 at Newcastle. 1:55 at Newcastle. Bella Brazil win bet. Bella Brazil win bet. So only a couple. That one at Clonmel in the 12:20, and Bella Brazil a win bet at Newcastle. Currently 3.55. Anything bigger than 9-4 is fine there. So 3.25 upwards. Right. Okay, guys. That is me. Have a lovely Thursday. It will be the usual FTS processes and things tomorrow, and into the weekend football trading, etc. But I'll be back with you tomorrow lunchtime.